been a strange beginning of the year. We've had a lot of strange things happen in the weather. Had one of the coldest cold snaps in history. We've just about canceled church. We had a leadership meeting that was supposed to take place that we had to postpone. And all of that because God has something he has in mind. He's shifting things and putting things in order. Number one, because he loves us. And number two, because time is getting close for his return. And because of that, he wants to set things in order so that we are in a position to receive the prodigal, the lost. So we're in a position to see people jump out of wheelchairs. And we're going to see that with our eyes. That's going to happen. And so we just believe that. We went, Pastor Brad and Jody, John and Ashley and Terry and I went to a prayer conference and plowing conference in Middletown, Ohio. We left Friday, we was there Friday night and yesterday until right around noon, I guess it was over. And after the meeting on Friday night, we were invited to a minister's conference type deal, a little bit of snacky snacks, and listening to Tim and Dutch Sheets share. And the Lord really laid on our hearts to go back to the hotel and just sit and talk. And so we really felt, all of us felt like, yeah, we'll miss that and go back. And kind of you doubt whether you're hearing from the Lord sometimes. And so we sat in that lobby and shared probably till around midnight or so. And then yesterday we went to the meeting, and it was like Dutch Sheets had sat in the lobby with us, because he talked about just about everything we talked about and even said same phrases that we talked about. So I said all that to say this. I'm going to let Terry come share and Pastor Brad and the rest. And then we're going to pray for the Bansons. The Bansons' last day with us, they're going back to California. Don't feel too bad for them. They're going back to like 80-degree weather. It's 80, trust me. So we're going to pray for them in a little bit, and then we're going to have community. Here's what's going to happen. I trust the Lord is leading me. As I say, we're going to pray for Danny and Patricia when we take communion. That's going to happen. So we're going to see what the Lord will do there. I know there's a couple people excited about sharing. And so who wants to come first? Terry, you come.
Well, it really was an incredible conference, and there were so many things that were shared with us and spoke to our spirit and will forever change us. But I don't want to go through the whole conference and have nobody else be able to share anything, so I'm just going to share some of the things that I felt the Lord would have me to share this morning. Barbara Yoder was one of the speakers that came to the summit, it was called, and one of the things that she said was that this is a time of accelerated work, that we are in days of acceleration because the time is growing near, and that things that are hidden are going to be exposed in this time of acceleration, and that there is going to be a cleansing that will happen. But another thing that she said was this, and this just spoke to my heart. She said, you know, God has never placed prophetic words that he's given us on the shelf. We're the ones that have placed them on the shelves. And I even recall back in the 80s receiving a prophetic word and somebody coming along and saying, well, just put that on the shelf, you know. And one thing that Barbara said that really ministered to me is that there's a wind that's coming and blowing all the dust from those books of prophetic words that have been spoken over us. God is sending a wind that is blowing that off, and that we need to take those things off of the shelf and start rereading them and examining what God was telling us and to take them as gospel truth today. You know, these are things that God wants to do in our lives. And if we have heard a word and we have grown weary waiting for that word, and we have gone to the place of not trusting that he'll bring to pass what he has spoken to us, we need to re-examine that, because God is not a man that he would lie. And his timing is perfect in everything. And if he's telling us to pull those things off the shelf now, there's a reason for that. It's because he wants to start bringing these things to pass. And another thing that was just kind of quirky that it started with Barbara Yoder, and she started saying, you know, Satan is the forever loser. And I, you know, in my mind, you know, I get this little childish type thing, you know, you're the forever loser. And it just kind of got to the place where I was just kind of cringing every time I heard that. And then God started ministering to me. He is the forever loser. From the very beginning, he has lost. And we need to understand that. That whatever power he holds in our lives, it's because we've given it to him. It's not because he has any great power. It's because we have relinquished that power to him. So we need to start understanding that it's time to take those things back. You know, the enemy has had him long enough. It's time to start taking those things back.
I won't share long. I can't be 100% truthful on that. So how many people know that the enemy just has schemes? And the thing we pray for is that we would be revealed to those schemes, so we know how to pray against it. The devil was out to keep Jody and I believe, away from this meeting. Jody's been in severe pain for the last month. She has a really bad rotator cuff injury where she's just in a lot of pain a lot of time. So we had that in our mind heading in, that it was going to be a long ride. It was going to be, you know, painful to stay in one position for any amount of time. So, and I didn't share this with the group, a lot of it. So Friday night we go to this meeting, and I went in, I didn't Google the search, I didn't know what this meeting was really about, I didn't know it was a prophetic summit, I purposely did that. So I walked in with no preconceived notions of what was going to happen. But my expectation level was raised, because I knew something good was going to happen. You don't go to a Tim Sheets meeting and not think something's going to happen. It's the same thing. We went to a Time to Revive meeting 3 years ago or so, in the expectation there that God is going to do something. God's raising our expectations. Hallelujah. In this church body. This, what happened this morning, isn't the exception. This is the expectation, that every week we come together and people get healed. People get set free. Deliverance happens. That's the expectation of Christ. We're the ones who set the bar down here. We're the ones that say, hey, I really want to come and see the people that I've went to church with for 20 years. But God's doing a new thing. The Holy Spirit's doing a new thing. And it's not going to look like it did 30 years ago. It's a fresh new wind blowing in. It's a fresh new anointing coming in. One of the words that was spoke was, protect the storehouse. Meaning it's going to look new. And we're going to probably do some new things. Okay, I guarantee we're going to do some new things. Disclaimer, it's coming. Why? Because a new wind is coming. So we have to pray that the spirit of offense doesn't come in our back door. The spirit of, this is the way we've always done this. It's going to be uncomfortable. That's a fair warning. But how many people come to church and expect God to do the same thing he does every week? The Holy Spirit's uncomfortable. Why? Because it fights against our flesh. Because it's God-breathed. Our flesh is dirt. It's going to fight each other. But God wants to do a new thing. So let's set the expectation where it belongs. Friday night we went to the meeting and worship was just awesome. And I take, whenever I go somewhere to worship, not that I don't love leading worship here, but to be free, where I'm not bound to a guitar and singing songs and I can just be free to just sing and do whatever and be okay. My spirit was like, ooh, this is fun. You know, you get to be free in worship. And I was like, okay, well, we went back to the hotel. And I feel really bad because if anybody knows me, if God's laying something on my heart, I can't shut up. And I felt like I dominated the meeting at the hotel. But I felt like God was just downloading all these things. And I just felt like fresh new winds coming. Changes here. We have to start walking in purpose. That every step we take is a purposeful step. Every single ministry we do inside this building has a purposeful step. That means some things that are here may not continue because we want to have purpose with what we're doing. In the middle of the night, I woke up. And some of you know I suffer from gout from time to time. I'm on medication for it, and it was supposed to alleviate all the gout symptoms. I woke up in the middle of the night and my foot was swollen at the hotel. I couldn't even put my shoe on without unlacing it that morning. I could barely take a step and I was in pain. I didn't share that with the other people. Why? Because the devil wasn't going to get victory. And the night before, the words came back, the serpent is going to be exposed. The serpents were plowing. And the serpents are going to be exposed. The schemes of the enemy are going to be exposed. So the scheme of the enemy is he's going to attack my body. So be it. So be it. I'm not going to stop praising God. So we went through breakfast and we had a great talk around eggs, you know. Around eggs, and we had a great talk. We went to this meeting and Chuck Pierce was sharing, and not gonna lie, most of that, half of it went over my head. And it went over my head in the spiritual realm. But I'll go back and listen to it and study and be on the same page with that. But then Dutch Sheets came up. In the scripture he used, I read that morning, looking for another scripture. Wasn't even, I read that on purpose. I was looking for another scripture, so I was skimming through, and I just happened to read about a fig tree in producing fruit. And for trees to produce fruit, they have to be trimmed and they have to be fertilized. And I just went, I leaned over to Pastor and I go, I just read this morning. And then he said about five sentences in a row that I went, we just said that all last night. Almost word for word. But you see, if we weren't obedient to what God was telling us about just going back to the hotel and talking, Saturday wouldn't be as impactful. because we could all sit there and say, well, that was what I was thinking. That was what I was thinking. But the fact that those words were formed out of our mouths in open atmosphere, that God's coming to change, that God's coming to skin off the old wineskins, to put the new in. It's the same wine. It's the same Holy Spirit. But he's coming to get put in the new wineskins. Also, he's coming to recondition the old wineskins so they can become soft and pliable again. New methods are going to come. New strategies are going to come. New revelations going to come. Amen. Hallelujah. And with that comes new wisdom. With that comes the fresher thing. Things we may have tried 30 years ago, well, this is God's timing. So it may be the same thing we tried, but now it's got God's breath behind it. Because that's all that matters, is that it's in God's timing. So we wanna do that. Ashley or John? Oh, Jody's up. You told me you weren't going to share.
I like the lady, the Yoder. Is that okay? I wasn't letting the enemy get any of it. Yeah, my arm's been bugging me, but God's bigger than my arm. So, she was talking about her house and how she was doing her interior design, and then she ended up running into the exterior where water had gotten in and the termites had gotten in. And all these things that you can't see until you start really ripping off the layers and getting in there and having to fix that. You can't just leave it like that and redo the inside, because if the outside's not right, then it's just going to get back in the inside, and then there you go again, around that same mountain. And it poured into me with, we are the temple of God. Our bodies are Jesus's house. The Holy Spirit's house. So we have to be transparent, especially in leadership or been walking with the Lord 30 years or so, or whatever your story is, and we all have them. People are watching us. So they're looking past my lipstick and my eyeliner and my boots. They're seeing, who are you truly representing? Is that Jesus in there? Are they seeing Christ through you? Or are they seeing the nice siding and the, ooh, I like that window and the shape of it? I believe when God's moving this new wind through and our church just explodes, there's going to be so many people that are looking to make sure that we're truly Jesus people. And to look through all the exterior and all this stuff, and genuinely being who God's called us to be, and to walk in that, and be joyful in that. You're all going to get attacked. Scripture says so. It's how you respond to them attacks, and what you do with that, and use that as testimonies. Yeah, I'm suffering. So's a zillion other people on the planet. Can I give words of life to help that other person? That's what we're supposed to do. So always be paying attention. And this is just not me up here preaching, but pay attention to what comes out of your mouth. Pay attention to your behavior. Pay attention to what you're showing the lost and the hurting, because they are paying attention. You are marked with the Holy Spirit. They do see that, whether they get what they're seeing or not. So I just encourage us all, once we explode, and we're going to, that we stand on the rock and we be who we're saying we are. Love you guys. Chaos.
I want to rewind just a little bit back to January 1st, the week of prayer that we set aside to bring in the new year. I had come on January 1st. John stayed home with the girls, And so I had come, and we were here praying, and God gave me a word, and I didn't share it at that time. I thought it was for Brad. I never got a chance to share it. So I went home and told John what the word was, and he said, I think it's for me. And I'm like, okay, you know. But I think God confirmed that the word is for all of us. Once Friday night opened up, the word is this. He said to me, for surely I would say to you, says the Lord, that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. But I would say to you, are you willing to do the work that I have called you to do? For I have called you to die to yourself daily. I have called you to pick up your cross daily and follow me. So do not grow weary of doing what is good. Do not grow weary of doing what is right. For on that day, greater will be your reward than anything this life has to offer. I don't find it coincidental that Friday night, one of the first prophetic words was about plowing in the harvest. God was showing us ahead of time what he's trying to do. One of the words was that we have been plowing with a shallow plow. Danny, you're a farmer, you know what that means. When you plow the ground shallow, the water doesn't get down deep. The fertilization doesn't get down deep. But now it's time to start plowing with the ripper plow, where it gets down deep into the ground, where the fertilization can go, where the water can go. We've said it this morning. We can't be scared of the darkness. Yeah. Chuck Pierce was talking about, he grew up in Louisiana, and there's a lot of witchcraft, voodoo type things in his bloodline. And God told him to go into a voodoo shop. And he said, I can't go in there. He's Christian. He's not going in there. And God said, how else will the light get into the dark place there? We have to not be afraid of dark places. If we let the enemy keep having that foothold, they're never going to see the light. They're never going to hear about Jesus if we keep letting the enemy have that foothold. Something that yesterday we were on our way home, and something I wanted to touch on with Terry. God really spoke this to me, and she was talking about when we receive a prophetic word or a vision, a lot of times we are fired up about that word when we receive it, and then it doesn't come to pass right away, so we shelf it. And then we get another word, and we're fired up about it, and it doesn't come to pass right away, and then we shelf it. But we need to start decreeing and declaring and praying that word until it comes to pass. When we receive a word, we decree it, we declare it until it comes to pass. We don't just shelf it. That's not what God is speaking it to us for. It's for that time and for a purpose. And so we need to decree it and declare it. One of the things I wrote down too is we need to prepare the land for awakening. Not a revival. Revival's for the church. Revival is for those who are already saved and have fallen asleep. Awakening is for those who have not heard the word yet, who have not heard about God. That's what we need to be preparing the land for. That's where we need to take the plow and dig in deep and start preparing the land and fertilizing it. We must plow past the normal church service. It's funny because we just talked about that Friday night, how we got a touch of God's glory. When Pastor came back from Canada, there was like 6 weeks of healings and miracles and testimonies. People were giving their testimony about what God was doing, and then it was like it just shut off. And I think everybody was kind of like, what's going on? I'm kind of nervous. You know, what is this new thing? And yesterday we were on our way home, and I closed my eyes for a few minutes. I got like 2 hours of sleep Friday night. And so yesterday John was driving, and I closed my eyes for a few minutes. And just in that short amount of time, God gave me a vision of an elevator. And God was in the elevator. And his glory filled the elevator. And he wants to take us up to that next level in his glory with him. Some people start to get a little nervous when you start thinking about that. You start to wonder what that's going to look like, what changes are going to be made, but it's okay. God's in control. People might start billowing in laughter. People might start falling out in the spirit. They might start sobbing and weeping. It's okay. Our bodies, our human bodies, are not meant to handle. We can't handle God's glory. So when he comes and manifests his glory, it's going to come out in different ways and how he knows we can handle it. And it's going to look a little different. It's okay. It's all right. We got a taste of that before. And I think everybody was kind of scared of it. Like, what's happening? But it's okay. God's in control. He's got this. He wants to bring us to that next level. You know, and when I was telling the pastor about the vision, he said, God's the elevator. And I said, no, God's not the elevator. He was in the elevator, because we have to take that step into the elevator so he can take us up. He's not going to force us. But if we want to go to that next level, he's in the elevator, willing to take us up to that next level with him. And he wants to do that. So that's kind of what I got from it all. And then let John come and share what he got from it.
Well, I guess with going last, there's a lot of things that were touched on, and there was so much more that happened there. And I just want to recap a little bit of kind of some of the big things of the year ahead. So one of the things that was talked about is the church birthing. And Chuck, as Brad said, Chuck was very in-depth, and there's a lot of information that he gives there, but he talked a lot about the Hebrew calendar and year of birthing and the Hebrew letters, and I'll be honest, a lot of that went over my head, too. But one of the things that got out of it, though, is it's a birthing time for the church. And Jesus, you look at Genesis 1, Jesus decreed and spoke things into existence. But you also saw the Holy Spirit hovering over the waters and brooding it. And it's no accident that we went there this weekend. It's no accident that we just finished, well, I don't know if we're finished or not, but it's no accident we've been talking about the Holy Spirit the last couple of weeks. The Holy Spirit is brooding. The Holy Spirit is giving birth to this new thing. One of the things, too, is, and Brad talked about the new wine and the new wineskin. If you do a word study on that, there are two, both of those news are different words. The new wine is exactly like the old wine. The new wine is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's not new, but that new thing, we've got to be new. That new wineskin, we're being reconditioned. That second new is not necessarily brand new. That was one thing that we always took as granted, is that new is brand new. No, it's reconditioned just as if it was new. So that way it's able to expand with the expansion as the wine ferments. So God is doing a new thing this year. Holy Spirit's birthing stuff in the church. I took a picture of the screen because it was quicker than trying to write down a bunch of notes. We must hear and embrace the winds of change that are coming. And that was actually also one thing that we realized, that we had that prophetic word earlier this year. Beverly was sitting right on stage and said the exact same phrase. That's one thing, too, that I wanted to say is prophecy. If you guys are nervous about prophecy and that, prophetic is not really, that's not going to be the first time you're hearing it. It's confirmation. And I mean, so then yesterday was just confirmation after confirmation after confirmation after confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. I mean, it was just, it was just so awesome. We also have that we must realize our identity and our inheritance. We're all children of God. We've been brought into God's family with Christ. And our inheritance can't be touched by the enemy. The enemy can try to take it away, but it's only if we let him take it away. So we need to make sure that we claim our inheritance. Make sure that we know who we are in Christ. One of the other big things is realigning the generations. They were talking about three generations in alignment. We have three generations here. We are going to be realigned. Our vision is going to be recalibrated. We have to go forth as one body. We have to go forth in unison because it's not going to work any other way. And of course, we were talking about plowing up the ground. And one of the things when you plow up the ground is all the stuff underneath comes up to the top. They talked about the snakes that are going to be coming up as they get ripped up and pulled up. And Brad was even saying it this morning, stomp on those snakes' head because he's under our feet. And don't be surprised in the next couple of months when a lot of things are revealed throughout the nation. It's being revealed so that something will be done about it. One of the other really profound things that I got out of Dutch speaking is, you know, Dutch has been in ministry for 40 years or so, and he was at a service one time, and a lady with Down syndrome was just worshiping. I mean, she was worshiping, and he was just amazed. And then they took up an offering for him, and she came up, and instead of putting it in the basket, she came over and gave it to him. It was a bag of change. So he had a bag of change, and he didn't really know. He knew it was something specific from the Lord. He didn't know what, though. So he took it and brought it back to the office and told his team about it, and he put it on the shelf. A little bit later, he got another bag of change that nobody even knew about, or didn't even know about this story, but he got another bag of change, and so he's looking at it going, God, what is this? And God told him, change is coming. Or actually, no. He was talking with Chuck Pierce, and Chuck had the prophetic revelation that change is coming, and you own the change. I mean, here he was thinking it was for financials and all that, but it's so true. We own the change. We can't just try to live with it. We've got to own the change. It's going to be a year of acceleration. It's going to be a season of expecting the unexpected. It's going to be a season of suddenlies for us, but suddenly isn't really suddenly for God. God's already had this all in the works, and he's already been doing it. It just comes suddenly upon us. To piggyback on something that Brad said as well, he was referring to the storehouse. The church is the storehouse. There's going to be a mind shift. There's going to be a shift in what we think. And you think of the storehouse as a place to receive multiplication and mobilization. So as we receive souls into the kingdom, we're the storehouse for those souls. It's also a time of miracles. And the miracles are going to be changing our atmosphere. One of the other things that they said is expect the miracles to go viral in this generation. You know, phones are everywhere. You're going to see somebody break a leg on a basketball court, on a football field. Somebody's going to be praying for them. They're going to be healed right there in front of the cameras. People are going to be healed, and those videos are going to go all over and reach this next generation. God's not doing anything different. It's just a matter of people owning that change. Pastor, you want to share more?
What we prayed happened this morning. We didn't know what was going to happen this morning, and it happened before we actually had a chance to share. So, you know, the Holy Spirit moved in a powerful way. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to have the Bansons come up, and I want you to, the elders to come up. Could the Bansons come, family? And the elders come. We're going to pray for them because